everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's Horse Training Seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick's supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
All right, welcome back. Strong pressure was seen in the live cattle and feeder cattle markets today, with traders quickly flooding the market with selling activity here at the end of the week. December corn futures about 3 cents per bushel higher today. Stock markets were lower in light trade. The Dow Jones 100 points lower, while NASDAQ is down 49 points. In live cattle, sharp triple-digit losses were focused across the live cattle trade during the morning hours, with nearby contracts seen at or near limit losses throughout the last half of the day. Widespread market pressure, though, seen across the complex, with traders quickly erasing previous gains seen in the week. This set the tone for potential volatility throughout the month of December as traders remained stuck between fundamental moves and longer-term technical direction. Cash cattle market sluggish, with light trade seen similar to prices paid Thursday afternoon. Live cattle, though, have been sold at $120, with $190 seen dressed. There continue to be bids seen throughout most areas, although it is uncertain how much additional trade will develop given the pressure in futures markets. Beef cutouts today were mixed, 63 cents lower in select and up $1.51 per hundredweight in choice, with active movement of 93 total loads. In feeder cattle, sharp losses continue to be seen throughout the feeder cattle trade, with traders in the entire cattle market focused on overall lack of support across the complex. This could add to even more pressure throughout early next week. Meanwhile, grain futures posted modest gains to end out the week after short covering helped to lift some markets yesterday. Corn prices were a little higher and took another stab at the 25-day moving average, which provided resistance for March around $3.56 today. Soybeans were a little higher, with light buying noted after the market opened in Europe. January futures survived another test of the 50-day moving average, which came in at around $9.86 today. And finally, wheat prices tried to hang on to modest gains after yesterday's short covering rally that fizzled out by the close. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.